Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your daily dose of stoic wisdom served up with a side of real talk. Today's topic? Overcoming fear, because let's face it, we all have those moments, right? That creeping anxiety, that voice in our head whispering doubts. Ever feel like you're standing at the edge of a cliff, paralyzed by the thought of taking that leap? You know what I'm talking about. But here's the thing. Fear doesn't have to control us. We can actually use it as fuel, as motivation to push ourselves beyond our comfort zones and become braver versions of ourselves. And guess what? The ancient Stoics had some seriously brilliant insights on how to do just that. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into Stoic courage building exercises that are more practical than you think. First things first. Understand that fear is a natural human emotion. It's meant to protect us from danger, keep us safe. But when it starts running the show, hijacking our decisions and keeping us stuck in a rut, that's when we need to step in and take control. Now, imagine fear like a flickering candle. It casts shadows, makes things seem bigger and scarier than they actually are. Our job is to become aware of the shadows, acknowledge them without letting them consume us, and then turn on the light, that light being our rational mind. That brings me to takeaway number one. Practice mindfulness. When fear hits, don't ignore it or bury it deep down. Instead, take a moment to observe it. Notice the physical sensations, your heart racing, your palms sweating, maybe even a knot in your stomach. Acknowledge those feelings without judgment. Simply saying to yourself, "I'm feeling fear right now," can be incredibly powerful. Next up, identify the root of your fear. Ask yourself, "What exactly am I afraid of? Is it failure, rejection, the unknown?" Getting specific helps you tackle the issue head-on instead of letting it remain a nebulous monster in the back of your mind. Remember that time you were terrified to try out for the school play? You probably had visions of forgetting your lines and bombing on stage. But once you broke down that fear into smaller parts, the fear of forgetting, the fear of judgment, it became less daunting. Now, let's talk about reframing your thoughts. We've all heard the saying, thinking positive, but Stoicism takes this a step further. It's about actively challenging negative thought patterns and replacing them with more rational and helpful ones. When that inner critic starts whispering doubts, counter it with affirmations of your strength, resilience, and capability. Tell yourself, "I can handle this, I've overcome challenges before," or even, "This fear is just an opportunity for growth." Remember, courage isn't the absence of fear, it's acting in spite of it. And that brings me to takeaway number four. Take small steps outside your comfort zone. Don't try to conquer every fear at once. Instead, start with something manageable like speaking up in a meeting or trying a new hobby. Each small victory builds confidence and momentum. Think of it like training for a marathon. You wouldn't run 26 miles on day one, right? You build up gradually. Finally, remember that setbacks are part of the journey. There will be times when you stumble, when fear gets the upper hand. But don't let those moments define you. Instead, view them as learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong, adjust your approach, and keep moving forward. Let me tell you a quick story about this. A few years ago, I was terrified of public speaking. My palms would sweat, my voice would shake, and I felt like everyone was judging me. But I knew that if I wanted to grow as an entrepreneur, I had to overcome this fear. So I started small, joining a Toastmasters club, practicing in front of friends and family. It wasn't easy, but with each step outside my comfort zone, I gained confidence. Now, I actually enjoy public speaking. So remember, the path to Stoic courage isn't about eliminating fear. It's about befriending it, understanding it, and using it as fuel for growth. Think about those key takeaways: mindfulness, identifying the root, reframing thoughts, taking small steps, and embracing setbacks. These are powerful tools that you can start using right now to build your inner strength. Don't wait for the perfect moment, take action today. Want to share your own Stoic courage story? Head over to our social media pages and let's keep this conversation going. Remember, you're not alone on this journey. We're all in this together, striving to become braver, wiser, and more resilient versions of ourselves. Until next time, stay strong and keep pushing those boundaries.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.